This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Welcome to the pre-Halloween Eve. I don't know exactly what to call it, but we're the night before Halloween and all through the house here on the New Standard Weekly, formerly known as GPW Weekly. I'm Steve Ahrens, your host, and I am joined by the Minister of Sound, Mr. Martez Ayo. Martez, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much, Steve. Nothing much. Good to hear from you, and glad to be on the show again tonight. You guys got a big event coming up this weekend, so I'm excited to get into it with you.
I'm excited too, Martez, and let's pause a moment and listen to the joyous silence. Oh, it's amazing getting a word in edgewise when a completely self-centered, self-preoccupied, vain ghost shouting in my ear all evening. So, you know what? I missed a macho ghost, maybe a little bit, you know, like I missed Staphylococcus. But that's neither here nor there. Macho Ghost is banned from this show for tonight because we've got a lot to get through tonight. We've got a big show this Saturday. It is called Nowhere to Run, but it maybe should be called Judgment Day because you know, a lot of people are going to be under judgment, and there is no tomorrow. So
right.
It's pretty exciting, Martez, I must admit. Even as the leader of the New Standard, I'm kind of jacked for this because you don't exactly know how it's going to go.
All right. And it seems like it's a lot at stake. Excuse me. This upcoming Saturday at Nowhere to Run. It's a lot of unique storylines that I've been following through the Facebook. But I totally agree with you. But it seems like you have a huge target on your back. How are you dealing with that?
Well, you know what? When you have a target on your back, life is not always easy. But when so many top shelf, top tier, talented people have your back, and the people that are gunning for you couldn't find their asshole with a funnel, you know, it makes you feel pretty good about things.
if I
may be permitted to curse one time on the show. I feel kind of bad a little bit because I feel like we're beating up on the less fortunate because they don't know any better. And, you know, clearly, you know, they must not know any better because in the span of one night, we took every title, and we did it going away. You know, they had no answer. And, you know, we have quite a few titles in GPW. I don't know if you've noticed. You know, we've got the Vision title, the Heavyweight title, the Tag titles, the Battle Royal titles, the Lady titles. We got a lot of titles. There's titles all over the place. And to pull off a coup where your faction acquires all five in the span of one night, you see they never saw it coming because, right. you know, of my master manipulation. And, you know, I not to pat myself on the back, but pat, because there you go. The proof is in the pudding. We're all strapped. They're all pissed. The fans are all butthurt. It's been a great month.
Hey, I bet it is. And you know what, Steve? This isn't me turning heel.
Hello? Martez, did I lose
you? That was
you?
A great plan.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
It was. You know, that was a great plan. And you, it's a reason you guys are called the new standard. Because you guys hold all the gold. You guys hold all the power. So, more power to you. I know the Macho Ghost probably wouldn't like me saying this, and I got much love for the Macho Ghost, but that was a good, great plan on your part.
Yeah, everybody loves the Ghost, and I love the Ghost too. The Ghost and I go way back, but the Ghost, you know, his holier-than-thou attitude, I mean, you have to accept the new standard as what it is. It's a different standard than we're used to. You know, GPW got tired of being smacked around, being the little guy on the playground. We stood up and we punched some people in their face, and we held some people accountable for their transgressions. And you know, all the heroes, all the time honored veterans, you know, are sitting in the sandbox with bloody noses and crying. I mean, it's great. It's like an after school special writing itself.
You know, every now and then you do have to take people back to class because people forget how things go. You know, and so every now and then you have to teach people who's the boss and who's the teacher and so forth.
And that's what that's exactly right, Martez. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Hey,
but here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. You know, as I was the general manager, and I've been the general manager now for well over a year, going on a second term as the general manager, you know, my role changed in the company when my opponent this Saturday night tucked tail and raced down south to, quote-unquote, start GPW South down in Benton. So when he flew the coop, the burden of this company was left on me and Turtle. And you can see what it did to poor Turtle. He folded like a Budweiser lawn chair under that pressure. But me, I responded a little differently. I decided that I could whine, and I could be an empathetic hero chanting fish sticks and ripping T-shirts and saying brother to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that bought a $10 ticket. Or I could use this as an opportunity to show Mitch what it could be before I openly killed it just to spite him. You see, you don't dump a dying company on a person and then come back to claim it once the person in charge has resuscitated it and made it thrive again. So hence the new standard, hence the change in attitude. We don't take any crap from anyone, and if they think that they're going to roll over us Saturday night, they are just as dumb as they look. You know what I'm saying, Martez?
Absolutely. But I will tell you this, Steve. I will be worried about Mitch Blake. You know, I saw his promo earlier this week, and I with all due respect, I will worry what he has in store for you. You know, I will worry if I was you, because Mitch Blake seems like a man you don't want to mess with. But
well, you know, you're right, Martez. I mean, that's very sound judgment on your part, and you're observant, and I appreciate your clarity. But here's the thing. 10 years ago, Mitch Blake was a force of nature. Now, the only time he mans up is when that syringe goes in the side of his arm and he gets all Mitch Blake raged out, and he's got all kinds of warnings while his mind is melting. You see, I don't fear Mitch Blake because I understand Mitch Blake. And Mitch Blake is going to make a mistake. See, that's the thing. It's a 25 years experienced wrestler. It's a man that wrestled at the E. It's a man that's been doing this five times as long as I have. So, you know, the non-wrestler me that is involved in this fight you know, is like, crap, I'm a dead man. How am I going to ever overcome this? But the problem is Mitch Blake doesn't understand that I'm not, you know, I'm not dancing. I'm going out there to take advantage of every opportunity I have. And any chance I get to hurt him, injure him, maim him, I'm going to take advantage of that, and I am going to do it, and I'm going to make him sorry that he ever met me.
Wow.
So how do you beat a bully? You punch him right in the face and watch him cry. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to punch Mitch Blake right in the face, and we'll see how tough he is when he's bleeding as I'm stomping all over him. He says he's going to send me home with a limp. He might not make it home, Martez.
Apparently, Mr. Blake, if you're listening, you need to come prepared. You need to come ready, because I guess Steve has a lot in store for you. And I don't know, maybe you need to bring you some backup as well, Mitch.
Yeah, just think about it for a minute, Martez. I've been running, and I've been carrying the weight of this company on my back for 6 months. And it hasn't been easy, because there have been forces, as you know, that have been trying to take us down since the day he walked out the door. But we rose above. We ignored the hate. And we put out the best product we could. And now he's going to come back up here and want to kick my ass. Well, you don't think I got a little anger and vengeance in my soul for that man after what he's done?
Yeah.
And think about it. He made it a lumberjack match, didn't he?
I didn't hear you, Steve. Say that again.
He made it a lumberjack match, right?
Right.
Why do you think he did that?
Well, I guess. Well, I would think so. You wouldn't be able to run anywhere. That's what I would think.
Is it because he thinks he can keep me from running, or because he needs backup because he can't beat me?
Yeah, and you believe he can't beat you because he's old? Is he long in the tooth? Do you think that's why he can't beat you one-on-one?
No, I don't think that at all, because actually in years I'm older than him by 5. So, I mean, I'm the elder statesman here. He's got a lot more miles on his tires than I do when it comes to wrestling, that's for sure. But you see, he's all knees and arms, and, you know, he's going to come flailing at me as in berserker mode. All I have to do is withstand berserker mode, and I'll take a few punches. I mean, it's going to happen. I'm well aware that at some point he's going to get his meat hooks on me, and there's going to be some physical discomfort. But you see the motivation and the drive and the determination that fuel my soul will not let me give up. And I'll tell you this, Martez, and I'm going to tell anybody that's listening, for him to beat me, he's going to have to kill me. Because
that's real
if
talk.
I lose this match, it will be because I died and couldn't walk out of the show.
So, wait. Apparently,
every time he puts me down, I will get back up.
Wow. Mitch Blake, he basically has a 0% chance of winning this match. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. You know what they say about in football, Martez, any given Sunday. And, you know, the sports book in Vegas has me at 1,000-to-1 odds of losing this match. You hear people laughing about it all over the place. Everybody that's been in this business laughing. Oh, I'm over here at this company. I'm over here at this company. Facebook warriors here. Facebook warriors there. This is a stupid match. How can Steve Arndt even do, and that's what they call me. They don't call me by my real name, Aaron. I've only said the freaking name 5,000 times. And these mental halfwits, Steve Arndt. It isn't Arndt, it's Aaron, you freaking idiot. But anyways, that's the kind of lack of respect that they have for me. So they butcher my name, they mispronounce what I'm trying to do, and they think that, oh, well, he doesn't wrestle, so he's going to get killed. He's easy pickings. Just because I can't do a drop kick, just because I can't do a Hoonigan run, just because I can't do any aerial flippy off the rope type stuff that the cool wrestlers can do, doesn't mean I can't take a punch, and doesn't mean I can't throw a punch.
Right. Hey, and I'm not trying to endorse this, but all you need is one low blow, and you could take Mitch out right then and there.
Yeah, you know what? Normal men, that would be true, but since Miranda Wright has his testicles in her purse, even if I hit him with a low blow, he wouldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
You got to have nuts to feel that kind of shot, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mitch is like a poor squirrel, no nuts.
Oh, so he's Miranda's puppet, or am I...
I don't know. They're puppeting each other, Martez. I don't know whose hand is up whose ass, but it's one of those ways. I mean, it takes two to tango, and I know they both can't dance, so there you go.
Yeah. I'll
tell you this. You know, there's a chance that I don't walk out of Nowhere to Run. You know, people remind me of that every day. And if I don't, I will tell you this in parting, that I left everything I had in that ring, and I gave this company every single piece of my heart for the 18 months I was here. I will have no regrets. I will have no doubts, and I will walk away or limp away or be carried away knowing that I gave everything I had to give and then some. And if you live your life that way, you're living a pretty good life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, with a victory, and I'm not trying to be an interviewer, but like with this victory on Saturday, would this be the biggest accomplishment in your life? You know.
Well, I mean, I'm a father, so clearly not the biggest accomplishment of my life, but of my wrestling life, I mean, certainly. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty big when I squared off against Metalhead in July at my son's birthday party and came out victorious. But, you know, the plan was in the works then, so you have to wonder exactly how much of that was for real and how much of that was for show. You see, that was all part of the master plan to get where we are now. So, you know, that was a pretty high point for me. Cracking Mitch Blake in the face with a chair, that was a good one. There's been plenty of high points. I mean, in other companies I've worked for, I've had really, really good moments that I've been really proud of. But putting Mitch Blake out with so many people gunning for him and then being the guy that finally does the job, that would be incredibly satisfying. I'm not gonna lie.
I bet if I was in your shoes, I feel the same way. Most definitely.
I have plans if I win. I have plans if I lose. So you know, either way, the wind blows on Saturday evening, whether it blows fair or foul.
Yeah.
This camper will be ready to roll somewhere else, doing something else at some point soon. So I don't worry about these things. I let them sort their way out. Other people can worry about them. But I tell you what, I'm going to be strapped up and ready to rock, and Mitch and I will stand face-to-face in that ring, and I will take everything he has, and then I will give him everything I have, and we'll see who walks away from it.
Oh, yeah. Now, Steve, let me know if I'm incorrect or not, but this is this will be Mitch Blake's last ride, right? His last match?
This is GPW's last ride, actually. Well, let's break it down. GPW, as we know it right now, is moving to Southern Illinois.
Right.
So the company as it stands right now will change in 2020. It will be different. It will be new. It will be improved. If Mitch loses to me, I retain controlling interest of the company. So when they head down south, they will still be under my control. I will still call the shots. I will still do what I do, and I will make them sorry they ever met me. Because if I come out on top, the people that have been my detractors along the way, that are still under contract with me. Cleaning toilets, parking cars. I'll find some of the most ridiculous, mundane stuff for them to do. They won't see a wrestling ring again for some time, but they will have other clerical things that they'll do. And then on the other side of the equation, if I don't come out victorious and Mitch does win, which, you know, 98% of the populace feels is going to happen, then he retains control of his company, as he likes to say very proudly, very loudly. And it will go down south, and it will become something brand new. First thing I do if I get controlling interest is I change the name because it needs a facelift.
Do you already have any names written down?
Macho Ghost likes to call it SAW for Steve Aaron Wrestling. I think that's a little egocentric. I might try to come up with something a little slicker than that. I'd like it to be, something that would be catchy and something that, I don't want to say the D word, but, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Like I said, we'll rebrand and we'll come back as something completely different and much more entertaining than it's been because I won't have to ask anybody for permission to do anything.
It's a different story when you're the head honcho.
Well, you know what? When you're the head honcho because the head honcho has run away, you have power to a certain degree. But when you've won control and you don't have to answer to anybody, life is your whim, and you do as you please, and you create as you want, and you don't have to answer to anybody, and you don't have to answer to the veterans, and you don't have to listen to the detractors. You can do what you want and feel good about it. And that's what will happen in 2020 if I win. And if I lose, GPW will go back to being the GPW it's always been, just a little further south. And we'll see what they do down there. Maybe they'll come back up here from time to time. I can't tell you Mitch Blake's plans because I want nothing to do with inside his head because I know it's like a vacant building.
Empty, huh? There's nothing up there.
No, you can hear it. It's like echo, 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 echo. You can shout for days. But anywho, Martez, we are right before Halloween. And, on other shows that I've done, I like to tell a ghost story. Do you think we have time for a bit of a ghost story?
Yep, we got time.
So let's all you people that are listening, why don't you dim the lights? Light a candle. If it's lightning where you are, sit there, cuddle up in a blanket, and listen as I spin you a tale. And how do all good horror stories start? It was a dark and stormy night at the Hall of the Justice League of Morons. And they gathered together on All Hallows Eve to plot their resurrection and to get their revenge on the evil new standard. And they all sat around the table, lightning flashing, thunder crashing, wolves howling. It was Mitch Royd, the Wonder Cop, Wonder Twins of Plastic, Aqua Turtle and Bat Sky, the fearless heroes sat there plotting and planning their destruction for what was to come in the coming days. But all at once they realized, much like DC Comics, they are all stupid and cannot be compared to Marvel. At this meeting, the leader, Mitch Royd, had this idea to have a lumberjack situation to take down the leader of the new standard of doom, which when you think about it is so incredibly stupid because the ring would be surrounded with insufficient retarded morons. As Mitch laid out his evil, darkest plan, suddenly the Wonder Cop spoke up. But Mitch Royd, I'm broken from the beating I took last month. I can't possibly help you. And then suddenly, with a flash of light and the darkness, the Wonder Cop was gone. Meanwhile, the Wonder Twins of Plastic looked at each other in very dumb fashion and said, but Mitch Royd, we can't possibly help you because last month we lost our magic belts. And without our magic belts that contain our magic syringes of muscles, we have no chance to help you in your lumberjack situation. The lightning flashed, the darkness came, and all at once the Wonder Twins of plastic were gone. Then Mitroy turned to Batsky, and she cowered in the corner, scared as if she saw Satan or the boogeyman herself. And she cried, and she screamed in fright. Nothing is real, Mitroy. What do we do? Suddenly, the lightning flashed, and the darkness came, and Batsky was gone. Now all that was left was the Wonder Turtle, a third-rate hero with no chance. And he looked at Mitroid and said, "The new Standard of Doom have taken away all my mojo. I have nothing left. But please, allow me to take your scrotum out of my mouth for 5 seconds. The lightning flashed, the darkness came, and suddenly the Aqua Turtle was gone. And once again, Mitroid sat at his table alone, without any help. Mitch decided that he needed more help, so he called the Sideshow Gang, that actually appeared to be like a completely uninspired version of the Suicide Squad. Weird, unusually dumb. The Sideshow Gang asked how they could help. Mitch said, "Well, I'm going to need some help. Will you be lumberjacks?" Suddenly the lightning flashed, the darkness came, and the Sideshow was gone as well. And all that stood before Mitroid in all of their glory was the new Standard of Doom. And Lord Vader himself, Lord Fishsticks, stepped into the light and said, "Mitch, the reason why these things happen to you is because evil will always triumph, because good is dumb." Next week on GPW Weekly, we conclude this story with the final battle yet to be written. All of you little children, come to Posen Saturday night as the final battle happens. Mitroid and the Justice League of Morons versus the new Standard of Doom. A Halloween story for the ages concludes Saturday night. How about that for a ghost story?
Hey, man. Ooh, that was phenomenal.
You know, ghost stories are just that, you know, they leave you wondering what happens, the suspense, what could be, where could all of these people have gone when the lightning flashed, and what's going to happen on Saturday? Uh-oh. Well, I knew the ghost story would cause all these people to start knocking. Let them in, Martez. What do all I right. care?
Wow, that was an interesting story.
Standard Weekly. Who's here?
That was a nice story, Steve.
Who
I'm impressed.
It? Who is it?
It's your favorite turtle in the whole world.
Oh, Aqua Turtle has risen from the darkness.
That's right.
You know, Martez, I might have to deduct your salary for letting this guy get through the blockade, but long as you're here, Turtle, what can we do for you here on the good show?
I'm just here to do what I was asked, help co-host, since you decided to ban the Macho Ghost.
Well,
I didn't
want
to
know,
do it.
Who the hell asked you? I mean, who did you go to and they said, "Turtle, why don't you call in and help Steven Martez?" I'm pretty sure Martez didn't call you.
No, your bosses called me.
My bosses? I don't have any bosses. I'm the face that runs the place. What are you talking about, Mitroid? I'm coming back to get my company.
Hey, look, I'm just doing what I was told. It had GPW in the email, you know, the email, and that, you know, the boss. So
yeah,
I'm
they're still on
my
MySpace, brother. They're still on MySpace. They mean nothing. All right, Turtle, what do you want to talk about? You want to police the show? You want to be the new Macho Ghost? You want to be my pimply co-host, and go ahead, man. Take the reins. Talk about what you want to talk about. I'll listen. Marquez will listen. We just had a ghost story. We're feeling pretty good about things right about now.
Hey, I'm pretty sure you are feeling pretty good. You know what, Steve? This is your show. I'm just here to help. You know, I'm going to be professional. And I was thinking about it earlier.
For everything, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it earlier. You know that little note somebody posted on your door at your job? I think
your
I was
first
wrong.
Grade niece?
It could,
what, you think
could
you're
have been
wrong?
I was wrong to have that happen.
So you're taking the blame, but you're not taking the blame. This is precious.
Okay, it was my idea. I'll say that.
Of course it was.
But it was wrong, and as a professional and a man, I will apologize for doing so.
Well, you know what? I guess I thank you for that. I mean, you're not professional, and you're certainly not a man, so I feel like you're a little bit out of bounds there. But if you want to say you're sorry for being an idiot, then I guess I can accept that.
You know, just for your enjoyment, I apologize for being an idiot.
Oh, now see, this is the kind of turtle I could communicate with. So, why the note? I just don't understand. I just saw you Saturday night as we were taking your women away. I mean, you were right there. I even came back and kissed you on the forehead. I mean, you could have said all the, like Jay Cross said, you could have said all these things to my face, but you wanted to fold up a little piece of paper and stick it on a door, for God's sake. Not very manual, not very masculine, and also not very hero-like. Turtle, what say you of this?
Well, you have to admit, you got in my head recently, you know, having me go to some secluded area to get jumped.
Yeah.
And then you've been drilling it in my head ever since. And then you did this at the party. I didn't know what to do.
You know what I said when I got in your head? You know what I said when I got in your head?
What did you say?
I said, look at all this space in here. Jesus Christ, it's like a warehouse of empty.
You know what? It's probably true.
Turtle, you sound to me like a beaten man.
You know, it comes a time when you know you're beat. It's plain and simple. I mean, I thought maybe I could up the ante a little bit with that note, but really, it backfired on me.
Turtle, you're not the first superhero to experience pride before a fall. And those of us at the New Standard, we understand the pressure you're under. And let's play back to May, when our founding father decided to tuck tail and run and dump the dying company on our backs. I have to give you credit, little buddy. You buckled under the weight the whole time, but you did carry the load for a while. And although it was all put upon me there for a bit, you know, you did work hard and you did carry the load with me for a few months, and you know, that's probably why I haven't hurt you permanently. I've sent you a few messages. I've done some bad things, but you know, for a while there, you know, we were thick as thieves, but you decided to choose the wrong side, and you know, you're either with the New Standard or you're against us, and like I said, you backed the wrong horse, you chose the wrong side. You paid the price, but if you're admitting that you're wrong and you're saying you're sorry, there may be solace and hope for you yet, my friend.
I mean, what's there left to do for me? I mean, I've tried everything. You've proven that you're smarter than the average bear.
I'm smarter than the entire frickin' locker room, because those simps haven't seen it coming, and I've been telegraphing it for months. the fact that seven people went, oh my God, what just happened at the end of the last show, are the seven people that couldn't find their butthole with a funnel, like I said in the opening.
I mean, I kind of feel, now don't take this like anything wrong, but I kind of feel you kind of been starting this plan even earlier when you started basically, I don't want to say the word harassing, but trying to get in the middle of things between me and Miranda. When we first started hanging out, teaming up, you started everything.
Well, let's back the truck up. That's not entirely true. I knew early on that she was bad news, and I didn't want to see you, my friend, get caught up in that. And when you were dancing in the ring with her, I knew there was very little I could do to stop it. But I wouldn't consider that I started my evil, sadistic plan just because of that. I mean, you know, there were plenty of other people that, you know, desired the Wonder Cop, you know, other than you. And, you know, some people left in a huff because they couldn't have it. And then all of a sudden, your dad scoops her off of her feet and runs her down south. So, you know, that sucked for you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. It stung.
But that's okay.
For sure.
You know what? Better to love and lost than to never love at all. And, you know, as good a time as your harem had Saturday night while we were out styling and profiling, you know what? You become a good dude again, and you tell them what they need to hear. I'm sure they'll be eaten out of your hand again before too long.
The only thing I'm focused on is November 2nd at this point.
What are you focused
I gotta
on
make
that
sure.
for?
And,
why are you focused
you know,
on
I mean,
you got, you're not even in the show. You got nothing to focus on. Why don't you focus on 2020? Maybe Mitch will throw you some scraps down south if he makes it that far.
Well, I may not have a match. I may not be on the show. But I still have a job to do, and that's to make sure setup is done right.
You know what? You're going to do setup. You're going to get that ring all pretty, and you're going to get everything all set nice and good. And I was going to have you escort it off the premises because, you know, I didn't want you to be there. But here's the thing. Once your responsibilities with the ring crew are done, I'm going to throw you a cookie. You go to the front door with all the rest of the smart marks, and you buy your ticket. And I'll let you sit down and watch the show. How about that, pal? Join the Smart Mark Army and sit down with all your buddies, and you know they can nitpick the show and say why they don't like the new standard because they own the place. I mean, you go for that. I mean, the Macho Ghost will be there. You could probably hook up with him.
You know, that sounds really appealing, but I think at this point, after I'm done with my ring duties, I'm going to either sit in my car the whole show, or I might just leave.
Well, never let it be said that I didn't make a magnanimous offer. I mean, truthfully, I'm only doing it because I want your $10, because I've taken everything else for you. I actually would like to see you pay to have to come see a GPW show, because I think that would be the ultimate F you.
Well, I haven't paid for a GPW
yeah,
show in like 2 years.
You have to pay for it. Say it again.
I haven't paid for a GPW show in like 2 years.
Well, it's because you're part of the team. Well, you were. All you have to do is renounce Mitch and all of his bumbleheaded fools. You could become the new. You could be new standard material before you know it. We could put you on pace to be way better than you are, but you still want to. Back up Mitch. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody that's anybody has turned their back on that idiot.
Well, who really said I was going to back him up in the first place?
Oh, Turtle. You're a hero. You eat pizza. You ride on skateboards in the sewer. You know that when it all comes down, you're going to do the right thing. It's in your nature. Have you ever heard the story of the frog and the scorpion?
Probably not.
Well, I'm going to give you a little life lesson, son, and pay attention, all you smart marks out there. Once upon a time, there was a frog peacefully sitting on a lily pad, gliding along a pond. And along the shore, a scorpion walked up. And the scorpion says to the frog, "Hey, frog, can you paddle over here, put me on your back, and get me across shore? If I get in the water, I'll drown." Frog looked at the scorpion and said, "I'm not going to put you on my back. You're going to sting me, and then I'll die." And the scorpion says, "Frog, that's so silly. If I'm floating across the river on your back and I sting you and you sink and die, I'm going to sink and die with you. So if I sting you, I'm essentially killing myself. And what sense does that make?" And the frog thought about it for a moment, and he wrestled with the logistics of it. And he said to himself, "You know, he's right. If he stings me, he'll die too." So the frog agrees. The scorpion climbs on the frog's back, and they start across the river. And the river is a little rough going, and they're moving along, when suddenly the frog feels a sharp pinch on his neck. He turns around to see the scorpion stinging him. And the venom begins to blind his vision, and he starts to have trouble breathing, and he begins to sink. And with his dying breath, he turns to the scorpion, and he says, "But you said you wouldn't sting me, and now we're both going to die. Why would you do that?" And the scorpion turns to him, looks him right in the eye, and says, "It's in my nature." There you go. A life lesson to the smart marks from the leader of the new standard. You're welcome, bitches.
Wow. That's interesting.
What do you think about that, Turtle? Why don't you roll that around in that empty, vacant cranium of yours and figure out the meaning behind it?
I got a lot of thinking to do,
that's
for
sure. If a bitch has
a
stinger, the bitch is going to sting you. That's just the way life is.
You got a point.
And so did the scorpion, and look what happened to the frog. Not a pretty picture.
No.
Turtle, it's not too late to repent. It's not too late to come back from the dead. I can save you. Put your hand in my hand, and I will raise you to new heights.
You know, I'm not going to give you a definite answer yet.
Start to feel a little religious. I might start uttering some hymns. I feel like a preacher. "I will save your mortal soul. Come to me, brother. Bring me your clothes. Bring me your trifles, and I shall make them go away, so saith the Lord."
Oh,
can I get an
God.
Amen? I think I should be a preacher.
Poor Martez.
Martez wasn't expecting me to play the religious card. Suddenly I'm like Steve Martin in Leap of Faith.
Hey, what's so funny about that? Like, you're spot on. You sound just like some of these Baptist preachers down here, man.
Oh, man. If I ever really wanted to make some real money, I would go out there and find myself a flock and spread the good word to the tune of $49.95 a pay-per-view. Tony Robbins ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah, but it took me a long time to, and I'm not going to rewrite your show today, but it took me a long time to realize, like there are preachers out there that's doing it for the money. You know what I mean? It's a true business.
here's the red flag when it comes to Preacher. If your Preacher is driving a nicer car than you, then you're putting a little too much in the collection plate. They're supposed to be pro bono. They're supposed to be doing this for the good of humanity, not for that BMW X5 sitting in the Vatican parking lot.
Listen, it's all a game, man. You know, that's why, like, the Bible say, like, God will judge the church before he judge anybody else. He's going to judge the church, okay? Because there's a lot of ministers, whoever, they're misusing the church for their personal gain. And that's why I don't mind taking a shot at other preachers, because they're like that, you know? And anyway, this is a wrestling show, but I'm just, that's how I feel, man.
Martez, we're going to have so much fun doing the Christmas show, because I'm coming in as a preacher at Christmas time.
Do it, man. I need some healing, too.
All right, we're going to heal. We're all going to heal together right after we kill Mitch. Oh, I'm sorry. Off topic. Turtle, we were getting back to your salvation of your soul.
You know, we don't need to, talk about me this whole time. I'll give you my answer on Saturday. How about that? And you'll know it.
Turtle, there will come a time in the show on Saturday, if you get out of your car and come buy a ticket, that I will reach out for you and extend the olive branch, and I will extend my hand in salvation to bring you to the promised land. And you're either going to grab it and be saved, or you're going to be cast into eternal darkness of wrestling. It's amazing how wrestling and religion are so close in the rules that they have, isn't it?
It's crazy how that works. But yeah, you'll get my answer on Saturday, for sure.
I'm going to get your answer. Well, that's fine. I can wait. I suspect, though, that I already know the answer. Like I said, the frog and the scorpion, it's in the nature. Turtle, when it comes down to it, you're a decent guy. You're a hardworking man. And you are a guy that goes out of his way to make those Smart Mark fans of ours happy. And at the end of the day, when the little turtle chant starts to rocket through the posing dome, I'm pretty sure you will turn tail on me and do what all the other Justice League of moron idiots are going to do and try to take me down. And you know what? There are a lot of people that hate my guts, so I'm not saying that it's undoable. You know, I may have cashed a check that the New Standard can't even – I may have written a check that the New Standard can't even cash. You know, I may be putting Jay and Willie and Casey and ACR and Natasha and Sweet Tea and Jay Thunder, all my compatriots, in harm's way because of the way I've conducted myself. And if things don't go well for me in that lumberjack match and I fail in my conquest, you know what? I don't even care. Time
just,
is on my side, brother.
It's like I said the other day, though. If you can't beat them, might as well join them. Well, I guess we'll find out.
I can take that a couple of ways, Turtle. If you can't beat them, join them. Does that mean you're going to join the New Standard? Or does that mean you're going to follow the blueprint that I've laid out for the last several months and try to give me my comeuppance from the back door? And many people say, Turtle, that you are a backdoor man, if you know what I mean. That's why you and Mitchie get along so well. So when you say
I'm a broken man. What else can I do?
Turtle, it's a thin veil of lies you have. It's a thin veil of lies. But you know what? I believe that maybe you have been pushed to the point where you're despondent and directionless and maybe could be nudged to the New Standard. So I'm going to keep my options open. But remember this, my friend. If you dance with the devil, you better be prepared to pay the band. That's all I'm saying, little buddy. So you come Saturday, you set up that ring all nice and pretty. You get those lights all nice and shiny. You get that sound system all beautiful and exquisite. And then you go to the parking lot and sit in your car and you think about what you want to do. And I'll put a ticket aside for the ticket taker. And I'll say, make sure you charge him 15, not 10, to let him back in. And if you choose to come back in and sit down at ringside with all the rest of the smart marks, if you feel froggy, feel free to jump.
I'll take all that under advisement.
So what else is going on, Turtle? You had a busy day if you're out sticking notes on windows and things. Did you pass Miranda a note at recess?
No, I was actually stuck on the wall because I kicked her.
Oh, my God. The Justice League of Morons is nothing but a bunch of school children. It really is true.
You've
got
play
the
that
job.
Game, too.
You've got TJ and the BOZ. Those are the football players. You've got Mitch Blake. He's like Jonathan. He's like Bender from Breakfast Club. And then you've got Miranda and Scott. You know, it really is like a live-action Breakfast Club. If you do the math, all the Breakfast Club characters are in all those idiots. It's astonishing. You've got
this is why you're a
Ringwald, genius. You've got your Ally Sheedy. Oh, it's great. Oh, they could do a live-action Breakfast Club on Saturday. That's what I want to see. I want to John Hughes the hell out of this show.
Hey, you're a genius.
Well, I never can hear that enough, and it's absolutely true.
You're becoming beyond an evil genius, actually.
Oh, now you're putting me in rarefied air. Don't let Aaron Xavier hear you say that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If I had total control of this company, I would have brought him and Hudson in to do my dirty work for me. But unfortunately, I only have so much stroke to sign people.
That would have been an interesting duo right there.
Hey, that's who I wanted to champion my cause. But you know what? There are some people that just don't understand the quality of success.
That's true. So
Turtle, you're still sounding a little deflated. I mean, usually at this point in the show, I can't shut the macho ghost up. I'm not used to talking all this. You know, I'm telling stories tonight. Martez and I are having conversations. I'm not used to this kind of treatment. Usually I can't say five words without that idiot making a crappy comment about my past and what a bad person I am. I mean, the world knows I'm a bad person. I don't know why they just don't get over it.
Sometimes you just got to learn to let go.
And like Patti Smyth said all those years ago, sometimes love just ain't enough.
But as your co-host for tonight, I think it's as much as I like being the face of the show, the star of the show. I know I bring the ratings up. It's been proven. But we have a show to talk about. You want to run down the card,
right.
And I want to hear it.
Well,
I would like to hear the card.
Wait a minute. Why do you want to talk about the card? We're telling ghost stories. It's Halloween. We're telling fables about frogs and scorpions. We're talking about your lost soul, how it's adrift on a sea of iniquity, and how I can thunder down a lightning bolt from the heavens to save you. I mean, we've got lots of other things to talk about. Do we really need to talk about this card?
I mean, we're only a few days away. I'm sure Martez wants to hear about it. He is the producer, after all.
You're talking about cards. If you've been watching the promos, the card has revealed itself. People, there are Easter eggs all over these promos. I write small novels to direct you through these promos. By the way, let's talk about these promos for a minute. The GPW audience has been getting almost a promo a day for an entire month. I want to know what other company does that. Now, I've heard some of the industry standard bearers say that this is stupid, but I think it's pretty festive, don't you, Turtle? Oh, wait, another knock at the door. Gee, I wonder who it could be this time. Martez,
there's a knock at the door. Open up the window.
The button.
All right, the door is open right now.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. It's me, Stacy.
Stacy Sparkles in the house. Stacy, I want to apologize on behalf of the management. I know that you are a big fan of the Macho Ghost, and unfortunately, he went a little too far last week, and I had to put him in time out. But don't worry, he's not fired. He is just taking a break, and next week when we do the final show of 2019, win or lose, the Macho Ghost will be back on the air.
Hey, it's no problem. I just want to say I've been listening to this show, and Turtle, you sound like the most depressed person I've ever heard in my life. I want to cry for you. When I saw your promo or whatever party you were at, if that was me, I would have sat there. I would have gotten a bottle of Patron and a shot glass, put my music on, and sang. I don't want people to knock me down. You need to get up, and you need to think about things, because people don't like me, because I said that Steve Arendt, which I always say his last name correctly.
You do, and I thank you for that.
The mastermind, and I don't like to give credit to evil people. I'm not a mean person, but I have people telling me every day, go die, go do this, go do, you know what? Steve, you have brought so many important, even with your stories, views, and everything you said, they make 100% sense. And that is why I respect you, because it's a hard business. And I personally know that you and Turtle have both invested a lot of time. And I just hope that Turtle, you will think about things. Why do you want to sit in your car? It's boring.
That's where I like to do my thinking.
Yeah, but you know what? You've had plenty of time to think. It's time to stop thinking. Steve has sat here. I'm listening to this like, oh my God, life is not easy. It's not fair. But you know what? If you can't beat them, you join them. Or you know what? Are you going to feel sorry for yourself and sit there and make yourself sick? Do I have to pray for you? I'll bring holy water. I don't know what to do anymore. But you know what? I hate to say it. Steve Arendt is running the show on the 2nd. And it's nothing against Mitch Blake. But you have helped tremendously keep the show going. And if you want to quit, I think you're going to disappoint a lot of people. And, hey,
wow,
Marcus.
That's Sparkle Vision right there.
And I just want to say to Steve, the reason why people can't figure out why I admire Steve, because, one, he knows not to let things get to him. Two, he can get in a damn wrestling ring. I'm lucky I can walk in the door. You know what? He knows how to take things and not psychologically let them eat him up. And he doesn't quit. And he's not going to quit Saturday. And you know what? I'm not going to hide in my room like I was and not show my face. I'm going to walk in and have a great time at that show and see what the ending is. So stop bitching, Turtle, and get it together. That's all I had to say. I know you guys want to run the car down.
I could not have said that better myself. Stacy Sparkles, you have just put Turtle's whole perspective in what we're calling now Sparkle Vision.
I'm sorry, no. I can't listen to the pity party anymore, Turtle. Like, I can't. I can't do it. You know what? I have been knocked down so many times, and you know what? I fall, but you know what? I always get back up, and I dust myself off, and you know what? You got to do the same. And you know what? It doesn't matter what people think of you. You have to put yourself first and watch out for you first. And if you don't want to do that, then I think you're going to let a lot of people down. But it's nothing. I don't want people to think like, oh, my God, she's a Steve Arendt. No. You both have done a lot for this company.
Yeah, Turtle. What do you have to say to that? That's pretty impressive.
Pretty inspiring,
I'm sorry, Steve. It's just my wife. I read a lot of inspirational books and everything, and I know this business is hard just as a fan with people that don't like you or, you know, it's crazy. And I don't know how you guys do it because I would have a nervous breakdown, which I already had, but I'm good, you know. But
here's why we
like
do it.
Tonight,
here's why we do it. Go ahead, Stacy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and you know what? That show once a month gets me out, clears my head, and I have fun. I don't care if the ticket was $1,000, but you know what? I'm not going to lay in my room Saturday night, so I hope you don't sit in your car. I hope you come out and have fun. Or go make the decision you have to make, but I don't know what else to say. I just believe there's hope, like Steve says. If you don't have hope, you don't have anything.
You need hope, Turtle. All you have to do is take my hand, son.
You know what? One way or another, you're going to see me out there.
And that's all that
You'll
matters.
See me.
As long as people can see your face in that building, that's all that matters. Don't hide. It's not worth it. So people can sit there and say, he was a coward. He was this. He was that. No. And Steve, you have done a very, very great job. And I thank you because you're always so kind to me and everyone at there, even the war going on, everyone is nothing but kind. Great show. Always have fun. And you guys, this is it. Saturday is it. Let's do it.
We're going to do it, Stacy. Thank you, m'lady, for all of your kind words. It means a lot to both of us. And I know in the end, Turtles will do the right thing. Whether he does the right thing and join me or does the right thing and stand with his friends, that's what we're going to find out on Saturday. And that's why these shows are so inspiring, because you just really never know what's going to happen until they do. And that's the magic of professional wrestling. If the storylines are good, the ending is always exciting.
Exactly. I want you guys to have a good, safe evening. Happy Halloween Eve. And, Turtle, I hope to see you Saturday.
You will.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Thank you, Stacy. Ladies and gentlemen, that, of course, is our number one fan, Stacy Sparkles, calling in and trying to provide a little reassurance to the mighty Turtle to get some of his mojo back. Did it work?
You know what? It actually did. The only thing I'm going to say about it right now is, like I said before, you one way or another, you will see my face.
And she's given you quite a bit to think about, hasn't she?
Yep, she did.
You want to know the funny thing? While we were listening to Stacey go on about, you know, the things that you should do, Turtle, to stand and fight and all of that stuff, Mitch was trying to call me. So I wonder if Mitch is listening to the show and has some opinions of his own. I think it's pretty funny.
You're not the only one.
I'm not the only one? What does that mean?
For the first time in months, I just got a call too.
I wonder what blew up.
Who knows?
All right, Turtle. I know that you have waited to go over this card, so even though in the next 25 minutes I'm going to do this again on Facebook, we might as well take a look at what's going on. So tell me what you know, and then I'll tell you what I know.
Well, let's see. I don't know much because you only give out so much, but well, actually, since I want to know, who are the Uprising defending their titles against?
Well, here's the thing. Even when you're executing your master plan, sometimes the people that you want to take down aren't the only ones that are affected by the choices you make. And sometimes you have what's called collateral damage. And the Uprising, the greatest tag team in GPW history, I need them to defend their titles against the team that I feel got somewhat shafted. The real men of genius are a team that dances to their own drums. It's not to say that they didn't want to join the new standard, but they have bigger and better plans than that. So when I approached them with the opportunity, they thanked me for it. They thought it was an honor and a great idea, but they had other things they wanted to do. Well, unfortunately, their opportunity got usurped by what we had to do to to Malibu Ken and Fabio. So I thought it only fair that the Uprising defend their first title defense as champions again against Moody, Andrews, Meg Money, the real men of genius.
Oh, wow. Now, that match I'm looking
Jack
forward
Moody,
to.
I've known Jack Moody a long time. I've known Jake Andrews a long time. They are two of the top-shelf talents in independent wrestling today. These are guys that have characters, and these are guys that can – uh-oh. Now who's interrupting the damn show? Martez, it's like we should put a revolving door in here. Hello, who are you? What do you want? Why are you calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Do you know who this is?
Oh, crazy. Well, it's my old friend Mitch.
I'll bet you dollars to donuts, which you know all about, right, Steve?
I do.
But you
bet
you talk a big game. Listen, you talk a big game over the internet. You talk a big game over this phone line. But when I get to Chicago on Saturday, Miranda and I have our own set of plans. And I see you over Facebook, you're creating nothing but enemies, left and right, Steve. You keep it up. You keep doing what you're doing, and you wait until Saturday, and we'll see what happens.
Is that what you called for, big fella?
Yeah, that's what I called for.
I mean, I just
that's what
heard
I called,
all of
I called
this
to let you know exactly what I think of you and your show.
Okay, well, that's great. That's why we changed it from GPW Weekly to the New Standard Weekly, because it needed a facelift. Just like the company.
You know who's going to need a facelift come Sunday?
Oh, you're going to tell me.
You damn right I'm going to tell you, Steve. You deserve this ass beating you're getting Sunday, and you're going to get it, my friend.
Well, Mitchie, while I have you on the phone, I mean, it's great that you called in. I appreciate that. I mean, I remember not too long ago we had you on the show as an honored guest back when I gave a crap. But now that you're here, you think you're just going to get in that ring, and I'm going to get in that ring, and your 25 years of Macho Man exposed wrestling career is just going to stop a mud hole in me, don't you?
Actually, Steve, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't take anything away from you for being a man. I don't think that you're a weakling. I don't think that you're that far out of shape that you can't defend yourself, my friend. But I'm telling you right now, and I'm getting shook up just talking to you right now. I haven't spoke to you since last month when you had some very good friends of mine turn their back on me in the form of Willie and Jay Cross. We'll get on that topic in a minute, but I don't take anything away from you. I'm not trying to say that you're a weakling or a wimp or some little sissy. I haven't ever said that about you, nor would I, because you're still a man. But what I'm telling you is that what you've done is you've awoken something in me that hasn't been here since I'm 25 years old. And that's an anger that I can't even begin to explain to you the type of anger that I'm feeling, the type of anger that won't let me sleep at night. The type of anger that is going to be unleashed on Saturday on your face and your head and that body of yours, my friend. I'm trying to keep this very PG. Can you tell?
You are, and you're doing a fine job. I mean, this new refined Mitch Blake is really impressive because I know, you know, back when you were in your prime and you were winning awards for matches of the year and you were tag team of the year and you were flying out of the ring. You know, remember all those days we shared back at another company, you know, where you thought I sucked and you thought I did crappy work and I idolized you because you were this larger than life character. You know, that's the Mitch Blake I want in this ring Saturday night. I don't want the Mitch Blake that can't fight back. I don't want the Mitch Blake that's losing friends like water. I want the real Mitch Blake. That's why I got a little geeked up when I saw that promo, because you were all raged up, and it's the Mitch Blake that we deserve. It's the Mitch Blake we love. So if I end up dying Saturday night, but somehow I restore the Mitch Blake of old, then maybe even losing everything is just a little bit worth it if I am the catalyst that helps you be a man again. Because right now, you ain't no man, son.
Dun, 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 dun.
Did he hang up?
No, I didn't hang up. I'm still here. I'm trying to digest what you're talking about, Steve. You're talking about me not being a man? You're talking about me losing friends. I got news for you. I've got more friends than you think I do. The friends that I do have are real friends. They're the ones when I'm having problems at home I can call and talk to. You know what I mean? They're the ones that I can call and say, hey, Miranda's got a problem. Can you help me with this? I don't know how to handle it. They're the ones that can help me. Now, you're talking about these people that have turned their back on me, and I don't give a shit about who's dynamic and who's not. I don't care. Because those guys that walked away from me for no reason, over $50, or over a girl, or for whatever reason they have to walk away from me, or I was a little too tough on Brandon, they walked away and all I feel like I've lost with them is dead weight. You turning your back on me, though, was something I didn't see coming. I didn't deserve that, and I didn't warrant it. I don't want it. So this is a fight that's coming to you on Saturday. Understand me, Steve. This is a fight that's coming to you on Saturday that is going to be a culmination of every person in the last 6 months, year, that has turned their back on me and has made me feel like less of a man. Each time someone did it, a little chip came off the block. And guess what? This girl that you keep saying that you're going to call, you're going to talk to, this Miranda Wright, she's the one that's gluing me back together. She's the one that's keeping me together. She's the one that stopped me weekend after weekend after weekend from going to Chicago and going to your house and beating your silly ass at your house in front of your kids, in front of your wife. So you want to play games and call me not a man? Let's see how this goes on Saturday, prick. Let's see how this goes.
I'll tell you how it's going to go, Mitch. You're going to show up, maybe. I'm going to be there, of course. And the new standard is going to show you why it's as good as it is. You don't stand a chance. And you talk about the chips coming off the block. Brother, I'm cracking the block in half. You got no chance. You're bringing the fight to me. I'm bringing the fight right back to you. I will stand and spit in your face right in the middle of that ring. And if you want to chop my chest off, brother, I will chop you right back. You messed with the wrong dude when you called me out.
When I called you out? Hold on a second. When I called you out, I never called you out. First of all, I don't call people out. What I do is I take it toe-to-toe. You want to do something with me, we can do that. All you had to do was tell me you had a problem with me. You didn't have to turn your back on me in front of, 200 people that were there that night. You didn't have to do it that way, Steve. This could have been done different. We could have hashed this out. We could have talked. I thought we were better friends than that.
Well, then there's your problem. You thought wrong.
Even after Brian told me to hire you, and I didn't think we needed you because I thought Riccolo was going to do fine. I thought Steve Kenton was going to do fine for us. We brought you in. You came to a couple of shows, if I'm not mistaken, right? You paid to actually get in the show, and we talked to you. We bullshitted with you a little bit. Is that how that all worked out?
That's how that worked out.
Okay, and then I talked to you. I still didn't think you were going to be worth the shit. But what did I do? I still gave you a shot. Then you actually ended up doing some good for us. You were doing phenomenal work. Phenomenal work. You were actually coming to the school. You started losing weight. You were working out. You were working out with Miranda. You started coming to the school. You were actually getting in the ring. Little did I know I was showing you things that you were going to try to use against me later. But understand this too, Steve. As much as I did teach you about wrestling, I didn't teach you everything. I forgot more about wrestling than I know. Or than you know. I forgot more about wrestling. I forgot more about this business than you will ever know. And mark my words. Mark my words. There's going to come a day when you're going to try to call me. And you're going to try to get back what you once had with me. And I'm going to refuse it.
You know, I can live with that. And let me drop a little knowledge on you, sir, before the show ends. And I don't think you understand how deep-seated this situation goes. 5 years ago, I met you, and you had no time for me, and you treated me like crap. And I knew at that moment that somehow, some way, I was going to give it back to you at some point. So I bided my time, and I waited. And I did ticket taking, and I did security, and I came to the school, and I did all of these things. You're right. But in the back of my mind, I knew that if I got close enough, that I would get my opportunity to stick the dagger in your heart. Saturday, November 2nd, Posen. Brother, when the lights are going out, and I'm standing over you, pushing that dagger into your chest, I want you to remember that it's the people that you cast aside and don't even know that you're crapping on that will come back to ruin you in the end. So if you think this has just been about GPW, then, brother, you really are clueless.
Okay. I tell you what, November 2nd, Posen Civic Center. No holds barred. Lumberjack match, so there truly is going to be nowhere for you to run. I'll see you Saturday.
Bye, Mitchy. Well, Turtle, what do you think
bye,
about
Mitch.
That? Martez, reactions.
Well, I think it's interesting. Again, I'm nowhere, you know, my name wasn't brought up at all. I guess people still forget that I was there too, that I was helping out. That's fine. It's all good. Just making my decision even easier.
I mean, Turtle, he knew you were on the line, and he didn't even acknowledge you.
Not even.
Is that all you're good for? is all you're good for in Mitch Blake's life being the mouth where his scrotum rests?
Oh my God.
It's a never-ending, you know, thing. But it's
well, just,
it's just making my decision.
Well, I think you got some things to think about because he didn't even say, "Hi, Turtle, how you been?"
Nothing. And the only reason
Marquette.
He even texted me
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
is
Turtle.
To get
Go
the
ahead,
number.
Turtle.
The only reason I even got a text for the first time in months is to get the number for the show. So, again, I was used.
You know what the
wow.
funny part is? I have been advertising this show for a week. The number is on the damn graphic. And he's going to text you for the number? What kind of moron is that? That's my argument right there. You can't shepherd the stupid through the forest. You know, Turtle, I can't save you. I can't save Mitch. The preacher in me is shutting down. You guys are beyond hope, beyond salvation, and on Saturday night, you are beyond screwed.
Oh, is that so, Steve?
I hope that makes your decision for you. You show up and you tread cautiously because I feel like after that phone call with Mitch Blake that now I have to make a statement. Now we have to do things the hard way.
All right, Steve. You know, I tried. I really tried to be professional about this. Try to be cool. But now you're again letting Mitch Blake get to you.
You couldn't be cool
and
if
you're
you were
turning
stuck
it out
inside
on
an
me.
Ice cream truck.
So that's how it's going to be. Okay.
That's how it's going to be.
I don't know who's worse, you or him. You both need a freaking brain.
It's the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Fine, Steve.
Turtle, we got about 8 minutes of this debacle left. You want to go through any more of the matches on the card?
Sure. Let's go through the card. I like to give my opinion.
God, I felt like the Joker there for a minute.
I would like to give my opinion since I don't get to.
I think I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna do the rest of the show in Joker voice. So, Batman, how would you like to go over the card?
Oh, Lord.
Where's Harvey Dent?
Let's talk about one of the only matches that really matters. And when this cesspool of a company was dropped on my head, the only thing I swore I would do was make the main event that we made at this show. Turtle, while you still have some testicles in your sack, tell the fans about the main event.
Oh, yes. Finally. Something I've been looking forward to as well. This main event is bigger than any main event in GPW history or even any company.
Let me tell you that. Turtle, how many shows have we done at GPW in its history since, you know, it started in February of 17, right?
Yes.
And we've had shows every month up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And back when the Wonder Twins were running it to now with me running it, has there ever been a main event this impressive?
Whew, that's a good question because I hate to take
away
from
everybody. And there's only one answer. There's only one answer.
But I don't think we've had a match like this. This is like pay-per-view quality main event match right here.
It doesn't get any better than this, and it took yours truly to get it together.
Well, one thing you did right. I applaud you.
Maybe that's true. Go ahead, Turtle. Fill Martez in on our main event.
So, it is a big six-man tag. It is the, as Macho would put it, the NWO words versus the Plague. You got Acid Jazz, Marche Rockets All Day. Okay.
And B Rice.
Too. B Rice versus.
Go ahead.
What's his name? Oh yeah, Ace Bradley. You know, it's been a while. Ace Bradley. Zamiel.
The Dark Harlequin.
And their
a special
partner
mystery guest. And the only way you're going to find out who the third member of the Plague is by showing up and posing Saturday night and buying a ticket. Turtle, who could it be?
It could be anybody.
Who? I thought we were gonna do the New Day gimmick.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not a mark like that.
We got plenty of them listening. Plenty of them listening. They got their sharks and they got their other idiots, but they're out there. The smart marks are all around us.
I know who I would like it to be, but we don't always get what we want either. So
we don't always get what we want. There are so many people it could be, so many associates and branches of the Plague over the last decade in independent wrestling. Maybe it's Steve Kenton. He was the general manager of the Plague at one point.
Yes, he was.
Could be anybody. What if we bring back what's-his-face? What if it's the White Phenom? Maybe he has become a member of the Plague.
I'd rather not and say we did.
Oh, my God. So we've got a main event. We've got a tag team championship match. In just a few minutes, we'll be switching over to the GM address on Facebook, and we will go over the rest of the card. So at this point, with the final few minutes, Turtle, give me your final thoughts as we approach the grand finale.
Well, November 2nd, we'll be back in posing for one more time. The last show of 2019 could possibly be the last show ever. You just never know. But you don't want to miss this show. The card is stacked. I will be there in some way. You don't want to miss Steve versus Mitch Blake. Lumberjack match. No holds barred. You don't want to miss
the
Plague.
Tensions are really high, aren't they?
Yes. You don't want to miss the Plague versus the NWO words. I like saying it just because it's funny.
And it reminds you of the Macho Ghost. God rest his soul.
Hey, that's my best friend right there.
He'll be in attendance.
Tickets are $10 at the door. There's still time to get them early. Just get a hold of me on Facebook. You should know my name by now. If not, Steve will send you to me, maybe, if he's...
I'll definitely
tripping.
Send everybody to you. I want their damn money. So, yes, come one, come all. Buy tickets aplenty. But I promise you, one way or another, when that show ends, it will be after everybody in this exceptional locker room leaves it all in the ring.
Indeed.
Right, Turtle?
All right. Got that right.
Martez, why don't we wrap this package?
Cowabunga.
I want to thank my former friend and possibly friend again, the Mighty Turtle, for calling in and helping me steer this boat. I want to thank the Macho Ghost for providing excellent analysis and being a great co-host throughout the run of this show. I want to thank the Minister of Sound, Martez Ale, for being the rock of which we build this monument. I want to thank, can't believe I'm saying it, I want to thank Mitch Blake for calling in and stealing the show. I want to thank Stacey Sparkles for giving Turtle a talking to. And I want to thank you all for listening. Join us Saturday night in Posen for our last stand, GPW One Night Left. I'm going to Facebook Live right now for the GM address. We will see you next Thursday night for the final show. Have a great night.